Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Thursday, January 9th, and I am Kelly Rollo, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you. I've been a member of this church for 26 years. I have been teaching the preteen Sunday school class for 14 of those. I am also happy and excited that I can work with some fabulous ladies with Cooks on a Mission and work occasionally on the missionary houses. In this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. I'm reading today from 1 John 1 from the New International Version. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us. Thank you for listening along. My devotional is entitled Walking in the Light. We've all heard this passage and can probably quote much of it, even if we're not exactly sure where to find it in Scripture. Beginning in verse 5, John reiterates Jesus' words from John 8, reaffirming that God is light and in Him there is no darkness. But we usually stop there. John continues on, however, underscoring the importance that we also walk in the light and truth of God's grace. Do we say we're without sin? Darkness. Do we continue on without repentance? Darkness. John urges us to confess our sins and to reflect His light so that others may come to see Him and know Him. In our haste, we scroll over and often miss John's introduction and his reason for writing this letter. In the first section of John's first epistle, John reminds those to whom he is writing that he was there. He had seen the living, resurrected Jesus. He sets forth his desire to share this great news that he has seen from the beginning, that he has looked at, and that his hands have touched in order for us to be able to fellowship with him as believers and with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Because, John tells us, it is the fellowship with all the saints that makes our joy complete. The birth of Jesus brings us hope and joy. This is the good news. John understands that. In order for our joy to be full, we must live our lives in such a way that others will not only see His light, but also come to fellowship with us and with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. As the shepherds before him, John saw the light and had to share it so that others would come to know Him. As we continue to celebrate the birth of our Savior, let us walk in that light, share the good news, and make our joy complete. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for the light you sent to us in your Son, Jesus. As we enter this new year, help us to not get so overwhelmed with all the things we plan to do, but help us to look to the time when we also will see you face to face, and fill us with the desire to share that light with all of those around us so that they might also share your joy. Amen.